Oh, hi. You're finally awake, huh? That just took you about 12 hours. New record. I wasn't even passed out for that long when I was under the influence of that medicine I gave you. Darling, sweetie, honey child, come on. Understand something here. For one, you're in handcuffs. For two, your body is spread out to where I can see it. Every nice part of you, every single inch. I was nice enough to keep your clothes on, darling. You have no idea how much I wanted to see what was under. You probably would have let me under different circumstances. But there are no other circumstances here. You know, I want to be the only one who sees your body. Not in the last person ever who sees your body. I want to be the one who, you know, darling, how can I put this? Keeps you safe. One of my perishables. One of my amazing perishables, darling. How can I say this nicely? You see, you're probably a little bit freaked out. You know why? Yeah, certainly. Because you're in those cuffs. I mean, I didn't have to say that. You already knew. But here's the thing, darling. You're just so fucking amazing. And I fucking love you. You have no fucking idea how much I've been waiting for this moment. To be with you, to love you, to cherish you, to hold you. Darling, don't you take my kisses here? Darling, see? Aren't those soft and nice? And you know I won't hurt you. Yelling at me? You should know better than to yell at me. Darling, I'll have so much fun with you tonight. You know that for sure. Oh, you're usually the one having fun with people, aren't you? Right. I remember that. What was it? About maybe 6,000 sluts down the way? This is why I had to lock you up, darling. You're just no good for yourself. No good indeed. You know, I can definitely help with that. I can help you get out of such a bad habit. But darling, don't you wanna know what it's like to be happy? With me, of course. We can be happy together. What are you talking about, darling? I am the first and the last place you're gonna find your happiness. If I were you, I wouldn't talk so much. I have a track record with wanting to hurt you, baby. You know, just, I've always thought about inflicting pain on you all the time to punish you for everything you've done. We just spoke about this, darling. All the girls you've been with, all of the ones you know, as men like to call it, plowed. Well, darling, I want to be the one who plows you, if that's how I can put it. You like that, right? All I want to do is have a little fun. If I hurt you down the way, I'm sorry. No? Well, I can give you a nice little bone to chew on. Don't worry, it's not a real bone, it's a doggy toy. While I hurt you, you can clamp your teeth down on that. It's pretty tough. Darling, shut up already, will you? I don't feel like yelling at you. You know I love you, right? What am I doing? I'm recording you. I'm recording you for future purposes, for my own entertainment, so you can see how disobedient you were being. Yes, 'cause, you know, one day, you'll come to your senses and realize that you love me. That you absolutely want to be with me. That we were fated for each other. Darling, you'll realize that you and me were fated for each other. When you came over to do your homework with me, darling, you wanted me, didn't you? That's why you really came over so late. Oh. You messed with the wrong girl, didn't you? If you had known I was this crazy, you wouldn't be here.
Those aren't things you should say in front of me, darling. You know, I was being very fucking patient with you until you said that shit. I'm not fucking crazy. I'm just trying to make sure that you're okay and don't hurt yourself along the way, because those fucking bitches will fucking screw you up. You should know better than to talk to me that way. What the fuck have I done to you?
I've done nothing but love you, and I will continue to love you in the best possible way I fucking know how. So, if you're done talking, which is what I'd fucking like, chew on this motherfucking goddamn dog toy like you should. Good boy. No. There are a few rules I have here.
Are you still fucking talking? You're so fucking pathetic. Here's something you should know. Your fucking car was crashed in the lake and you're being damned as a suicide. You're now on my property. And baby, if you try to escape, even once, I'll fuck your face up so fucking bad they won't even recognize you. On fingerprints? Don't worry about those. I'll slice every single one of your fucking fingers off. Don't fucking try me, baby. You're mine. Remember that, sweetie. Now, to the rules. Bite down. There you go.
You're mine, and only mine. If I ever end up taking you out to society, you will wear some form of makeup, and you will be mine. As for your accountability, baby, well, you're dead. Your body was nowhere to be found. You're absolutely 100%, without a doubt, dead. Nobody even knows you came over to my house. That car was so contaminated, they couldn't find anything. Your phone? Oh, jeez. I just texted myself that you left in a hurry. Baby, honey, I thought everything through so we wouldn't get fucking separated. And you just wanna fucking separate us again? You'll learn in due time, honey. You'll learn. That's your mind. And you're only mine. The third rule is, I can have my fun with you whenever I fucking want to. No. I was being really kind with not undressing you. But if you're mine and my property, I think I should see every fucking inch of you. I've been waiting for this moment forever. And now I'll finally get that. Baby, I'm ready to destroy you and make you mine at the same time. You're gonna love it. If it helps, I'll put a blindfold on your face. That way you can't see me whipping every single inch of you, turning every face red on your skin. How I absolutely crave to see that. Not don't you worry. You may end up blacking out, but baby, feel certain. I'm gonna have my way, and I'm going to enjoy every second of it. There's no getting out of this. What is there to get out of? Love? Your enjoyment? Cause baby, and seeing. And you're mine. Nah. I'll help you with the blindfold. It's time to have some fun.